And so stretch your hand this way and let's pray. Father, we thank you for the mighty Holy Spirit who knows everything and may get a chance to minister to us tonight through your word. We pray for our country. We pray for men and women everywhere, leaders. We pray for businesses that you may have mercy upon people all over the world. We thank you for your word. Your word is true. And we release it by faith tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. John's Gospel, chapter 7. What happened when you let the Holy Spirit take the limits off your life? What happened when you let the Holy Spirit take the limits off of your life? In the 37th verse, Jesus reveals something to us. He said, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, now underline that if any man thirst, this is for thirsty people. Mm-hmm. People who walk in the unlimitedness of the Spirit are thirsty people. Mm-hmm. All right? And you got a scripture back yet up in Matthew 5:6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. All right? Now notice this verse. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and what? Drink. All right? He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, now watch what happened when you're thirsty. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And the 39th verse tells us what he was talking about, or who you're talking about. But this speak he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. But we're talking about rivers of the Holy Spirit flowing out of a person who is thirsty, creating unlimited territory. When I studied this, he said to tell you, get ready for a fresh anointing. Get ready for a fresh anointing and power. Fresh power to prevail over everything in your life. Get it now, the Holy Spirit. Get ready for a fresh anointing and power to prevail over everything in your life. Out of your belly should flow rivers of living water. See yourself in that dimension of the Spirit. And the Spirit, when you have a free flow, you always create unlimitedness. You follow me? Yes, sir. Now, let's go with the first thing you have to do for this to happen. We just use John's Gospel, that is text. That text there where Jesus said out of his belly, you thirst first, and then you drink, then you believe, and out of your belly should flow rivers of living water. This come by developing a thirst for his presence. Developing a thirst for his presence. You have John 7:37-39. He told us we got to be thirsty. It don't happen to people who are not thirsty. Secondly, you got Matthew 5:6. And then let's turn to a kindred scripture that when it really happened, Jesus was prophesying of Pentecost. Turn to Acts chapter 2. The rivers start flowing, or it really start happening at Pentecost. I wrote get the wind blowing, get the fire flaming, get the oil pouring, and the rain falling. That's powerful in the Spirit, you know what I'm saying? Now here in Acts 2, by developing a thirst for his presence, he told them, wait for him. Don't go out without the Holy Spirit. In Acts 2, 1 said, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place by his orders. And then suddenly, underline that word, suddenly, a lot of suddenlies hit a person's life when they yield to the unlimited powers of the Holy Spirit. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. You just saw rivers of living water, right? Now you're looking at rushing mighty wind. And it filled the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, you don't just want to just be filled with the Holy Ghost. You don't want to just speak in tongues. You want to see some signs, some effect from that type of life. You understand what I'm saying? And so it's very important that you don't just sit around the wind, the fire, the filling, the utterance. So to develop a thirst for his presence, how hungry are you? How thirsty are you? See, the Holy Spirit can't work in an unthirsty vessel. You have to be thirsty. You have to be hungry. You have to desire. You have to trust him. So now who will develop that thirst in you? You and the Holy Ghost. Are you really thirsty? See, he don't need to give you too much if you're not thirsty. The next thing we want to look at is, and I love this one, turn to Zechariah 4:6. Get that on the board for me. Zechariah 4:6. And the second point is knowing how to create an atmosphere of revelation and rest. Knowing how to create an atmosphere of revelation and rest. That's when you yield to that unlimited power of the Holy Spirit. That's the kind of atmosphere you're going to create. Atmosphere of revelation and an atmosphere of rest. Look what Zechariah 4:6 said. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, here's when you catch a hold of this, it's real powerful. Not by might, nor by power. Not by might, nor by power. Get that. Not by might, nor by power. So the unlimited does not come by might, nor by power. We're talking about in the spirit. He said, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. So it's not by might. In other words, might cannot produce this unlimitedness. Power can't produce it. It's a job of only the Holy Spirit can cause the manifest. The Holy Spirit. So you have to yield. And notice he didn't say by feeling. He said by the Spirit. And not by might, nor by power, nor by the Spirit. Not by the Spirit. Now look at Matthew 11. Here's again. Matthew 11. Knowing how to create an atmosphere of revelation and rest. Look at that 25th verse. It says, you have to have revelation. The Holy Spirit gives and works by revelation. The Holy Spirit will give you revelation. We're going to see that further. But he works by revelation. Notice that in Matthew chapter 11, verse 25, it says, at that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, the Lord of heaven and earth, because thou have hid these things from the wise and prudent. Now, he had the wise and the prudent. We're not even talking about them. Yes, sir. See, the wise and the prudent of this world cannot add up to a person who is yielded to the Holy Spirit. So why would someone go out after the world and it's more here? Yes, sir. But they just don't understand it, you see. So the wise, if you read in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, you read about the cross. But the cross is foolish unto man, but to us who believe is the power of God and the wisdom of God. So moving in the spirit to the world system look foolish. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, but you have to move enough till so much evidence come, they go look in the mirror and see who's foolish.
Yes, sir.
You follow what I'm saying? Just keep moving in the spirit. Just keep moving in the spirit. So I like this voice. It says, because thou hast hid these things from the wise. That's the worldly wise.
Yes, sir.
And prudent. See, a man who do not humble himself and yield can't walk in this. God has fixed it where we have the best, mm-hmm. and flow in his spirit, but it's by revelation. So therefore what happened is a person can't see it in the beginning. They got to walk with him, get hungry, get thirsty, serve him, yield him. He can't show it to you at the beginning. Because you couldn't handle it. And you'll be there for the wrong reason. So the wise and the prudent should not be able to keep up with a spirit-filled woman. A woman talking in tongue and praising God. That the limit's taken off. This stuff is so limited. Stuff. And we'll bow down to stuff and try to have stuff. God's presence, God's purpose is so powerful. That's what he wants you to go after. He wants you to go after him. And all this other little stuff, Mickey Mouse. Houses and stuff, that's Mickey Mouse stuff. In essence, compared to what we're talking about now, having an unlimited measurement of the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost taking all the limits off your life. And you know when the judge said no, when the doctor said no, when the system said no, God still said yes, and he can make it happen for you. What?
Yeah.
Yes.
So we're going to get on further. We're going to find out the church, what's going to make the church great again. It should go back. Mm-hmm. Go back to the spirit. And don't get all hooked up on positive things and money and none of that. You can't get hooked on that. The spirit of God is greater than everything.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so men have not understood this. And as we talk about this, what happened when you let the Holy Spirit take the limit off your life? You limit your life with stuff. Mm. You think you've arrived. You're not hungry anymore. You can't let that happen. Don't let that happen. I say, don't let that happen. And so here in Matthew 11, 25, he says, he hid these things from the wise and the prudent and have what? Revealed. That's a powerful word. You see, if you're going to live in the unlimited power of the Holy Ghost, there's going to have to be a whole lot of revealing. Whole lot of revealing. What I say, a whole lot of what?
Revealing.
See, and see, some people don't have the blessed privilege of revelation. They're filling up with so much other stuff, but revelation is See, revelation bring the anointing and bring, but revelation is so powerful because you're seeing something you don't see, but you know it. You know it's there. You know it's real. It's so powerful. I'm going to talk a while here. I feel the Holy Ghost. Revelation puts you in another category. And what we have done is we've let the tracking on the outside come in the church as if they're running even, we won't be like them. You see what I'm saying? Just keep listening. Put in your notes, Matthew 11, 25 through 30, you see they're putting the yoke on. Now notice John 3:27. We talk about knowing how to create an atmosphere of revelation and rest that the Holy Spirit can be unlimited in your life. And I pray that a fresh atmosphere created in your heart, created in your home, created everywhere you operate. Look at this verse, John 3:27. And Jesus answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. You see that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, it even get notice in John chapter 3, verse 30. John, all these things put you in place that the Holy Ghost can hit you and bring you to a place that he is the greatest thing that the Lord sent to you, that you can walk in Jesus and walk in God and do the thing in the Spirit. in the spirit. Hallelujah. In the spirit. I say in the spirit. The spirit of the world is greater. Then that 30th verse, John 3:30. Now look at that verse. Look at that verse. Look at that verse. You see, you trying to increase. You see, the one who get the unlimitedness of the Holy Spirit is the one that decrease and let him increase. Yes. See, he must increase. What did it say? He must increase, right? But I must decrease. Well, what's going on in the church basically? Everybody trying to increase with stuff. See, whoa. When you understand you must decrease, that's when you increase. See, your decreasing causes him to increase in you. And once he increased in you, overflows and unlimited and everything take place. So what happened is, look at the verse. He must increase. What did it say next? I must decrease. Don't you need to see this now? He must increase. I must decrease. My decreasing is increasing.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes.
See. He must increase, but I must, and I want you to see this now, be with me. I must increase also. My decreasing is my increasing. Increasing is not your increasing, decreasing is your increasing. Denying yourself, you see?
Yes, sir.
That's how you increase. And so you see, for a large degree, all this confession and all this stuff that we're doing, if we're not possessing, we're just confessing. Are you following me? Now the limit's coming off. The limit, listen, just this verse here, take the limit off. But I'll take it to another verse. Look at verse 34 in that same opening and see, can you shout on that? For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. See, that's unlimited. That's the unlimited Holy Ghost right there. You see, but put the word first, put him first, and then the unlimitedness come. It's so powerful. You got those voices? All right, now, understanding the anointing. I'm not going to preach long tonight. Understanding the anointing. How to anointing. See, when the unlimitedness of the Holy Spirit, there's an unlimited anointing that comes with it. In John's gospel, one of my favorite verses, chapter 15, verse 7, Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. But look at 1 John 2:27. 1 John 2:27. I'm going to hit three scriptures on understanding the anointing. The only way you're going to have unlimited manifestation, or unlimited ministry of the Holy Spirit, you're going to have to understand the anointing. Jesus was limited without the Holy Spirit. What? Jesus never started his ministry until the Holy Spirit came. See? And the reason he did that is to set a format for you as a man. He was a man. If you yield to the Holy Spirit, you can have the same unlimited life, unlimited ministry like Jesus had. Same thing, you duplicate it. Then John, John 15, 7. Now 1 John 2:27. Look at that the scripture. Now we're talking about the Holy Spirit, but the anointing what you have received of him abides in you. What it said in John 15, 7? If you abide in me, my words abide in you. So now you got the word about it and you got the anointing about it. But the anointing, go back to John 1 John 2:27, because I want to go over that. 1 John 2:27. Hallelujah. You stuck? 1 John 2:27. But the anointing, what you have received of him, abideth in you. So I got anointing abiding me, right? Huh?
Yes, sir.
All right. And ye need not any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and it's true, and it's no lie, and even as it has taught you, ye should abide in him. So that John 15:7, that verse go together. And he who speak the word of God, he gives the spirit without measure to him. See, John 3:27 coming there too. Can you see it? John 15:7, John 3:27, and this voice goes together. Create an anointing. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. What about doing good? Healing all. Now, how can he heal all? How could he heal all? He was in an unlimited position. Let him put you in an unlimited position. You need to understand that his desire for his children to be in unlimited position. Now, when we talk about the unlimited position, don't go thinking about money for the first thing. He's talking about your whole life being unlimited. Unlimited joy, unlimited peace, unlimited power, unlimited victory, unlimited family. What? Unlimited ministry. Everything unlimited. Don't let the enemy bring God down to the level of the world system about stuff. God is greater than stuff. God is a spirit. God is not stuff. We're trying to make God a stuff God. God is a spirit God. The stuff is way down here. See? And so most people try to make God out of stuff God. I want this. I want that. God said, do you want me? When you get me, you got everything. It's very simple. Very simple. But I mean, we just kind of screwed on out and got in like, because I've read a lot of books in my years, positive thinking. You know, it got 17 principles of success, a positive mental attitude, definite of purpose, accurate thinking, a mastermind. These are principles that worldly folks have used and became multi-millionaires, some billionaires. Those are principles that just come out of the Bible. We're not using. We put God. See, when God give us Matthew 6:33, he give us the key to the whole thing. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things be added to you. Yeah, you see, the thing, you got to put yourself in a position where God adds stuff to you. But you got to love him so much, he want to add something to you. You see what I'm saying? And that's what this message is all about. You're not unlimited because you got full card. Ain't nothing unlimited about that. You're unlimited when you got God in control and let the Holy Spirit yield into the Holy Spirit. My God. You see what Acts 10:38 says? Then Luke 4:18. Put that in your notes so you can study it. Jesus told us how unlimited his ministry was in Luke 4:18. Unlimited. I mean, it's powerful, man. He said, you won't be unlimited? Jesus said, this is the way you do it. That's why I was so unlimited when I was on the earth. Why? The Spirit of the Lord was upon me. Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. See, that's an unlimited statement there. What's come after that now? Wow. What? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Now, watch the unlimitedness that manifests. Watch. Because thou have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal a broken heart. Unlimited. Huh? Yes, preach deliverance to the captive. Unlimited. Yes. And see, nothing can stop you when the Holy Ghost is in charge. Wow. That's how God designed us to be a Holy Ghost. Here's the other term. Holy Ghost yield. You yield to the Holy Ghost. You're yielding. Always yielding to the Holy Ghost. Always yielding to the Holy Ghost. And recover the sight of the blind, set the limit of their bruise. All right. So understand the anointing. Now, letting the Holy Spirit seal every deal. Watch, I want you to see this. If you catch this tonight, that's why I want you to be here tonight. If you catch this, everything you're dealing with, the Holy Spirit is going to seal it. I'm going to show you how to let him seal it. You got to let him hear for you. You got to let the Holy Spirit yield for you. And what he hear, you got to let the Holy Spirit speak it to you. Are you with me? All right. Letting the Holy Spirit see. Look in John Gospel chapter 16, verse 13, please. 13 through 15. And I can shut down when I get through with this. Because this is the information of an unlimited life. One who knows how to eavesdrop on the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is an eavesdropper. He's eavesdropping on God. He's hearing everything God says. And as he eavesdrops, he wants to speak it to you so you and the Holy Ghost can know the same thing. That John 16, 13, you there? How be when he, the Spirit of truth, has come? What do you call him? You see, that's an unyielding factor there, you see. He will guide. He will guide. That's unlimited right there. Truth, underline truth, underline guide. He will guide you into all truth, the Spirit of truth. Now tell me how you do it. For he shall not speak of himself, the Holy Ghost. Now look what it says, but whatsoever he shall hear. See, now, that's the territory, the Holy Spirit hearing from God. That's unlimited territory right there. But what the good thing about it, he's not hearing it for himself. The Holy Spirit don't need it. He is hearing it for you and I. Look at what he said. He should not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. Hearing, speaking, and showing. You're unlimited then. When you're under the Holy Spirit that much, you can hear what the Holy Spirit hears. You can hear what the Holy Spirit is speaking. And you can let the Holy Spirit show you something. And he will show you things to come. Unlimited. Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. I want to see this. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine. For he shall receive of mine and show it to you. I ask a question. Could anybody in here answer this question? Anybody online? Could you tell me any way that you know of God being limited? You can't. Nobody. If somebody's stupid enough to stand up and say, I know something, you know, you just get the straight jacket. They just don't have no idea. No, he's an unlimited God. So, with God being an unlimited God, telling everything to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit telling everything to you, then the Holy Spirit said, I'll show you. He said, what he said? He said, I'll show you. Show you things to come. Show you. And you're going to get better. Wait. He's going to show you things to come. Let me turn to it. John 16, 13, isn't it? That's what I said. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what, the people kept their word. They're online. 800 of them online, just like it was Sunday. So they're faithful. I want to look at this again now. So I want you to see how the Holy Spirit placed somebody who was thirsty and hungry after God in an unlimited position. See, that's where miracles, signs, and wonders come from. That's why we don't see a lot of them. Because it's not for the miracles, signs, and wonders. You go after God. And once God is pleased with you, then the sign. That's why suddenly, immediately, and straightway should be happening in your life all the time. But God got to be in first place. None of the stuff, nothing else. Let's look at it a minute here. Let me read again the 13th verse, because I'm dealing with, and I won't get for tonight, I see that. Letting the Holy Spirit seal every deal. Now, don't take these points lightly. Go back, let the Holy, you're dealing with something. He said, I heard the man of God say, you'll seal the deal for me, you'll seal it for me. See, let, but he's not going to take it. You got to let him.
Yes, sir.
Yielding and sealing go together. See, you got to be some yielding going on before the sealing can take place. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
And so you have to learn how to yield. So people trying to seal stuff don't know how to yield. All right, so he says, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall speak of himself. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. And he will show you things to come. That's unsealed, that boy. And he will show you things to come. That's unlimited. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, verse 14, and show it unto you. Now look at verse 15. You're talking about off the hook. All things that the Father hath are mine. How many things? Therefore said I that he will take of mine. You know what we just hit? We just hit the unlimited zone. That voice takes us right into the zone of no limit. Watch. All things that the Father hath of mine. What? Therefore said I that he shall take of mine. See, Jesus knew everything God had was his. And shall show it unto you. For what? For you to have it. For you not to be on a level stuck. A lot of times people get on a level stuck. And what happened, if you go after stuff, I think Satan sometimes will help you get that stuff so you can get stuck. I think he helped you some things, some material thing. He helped you get it to get you stuck on that level. And you think you're succeeding, but you're not in authority. You don't have what you're supposed to have. Are you listening? Let in the Holy Spirit seal every deal. Say that. Now, in the unlimitedness of the Holy Spirit, yokes and burdens has to go. Isaiah 10:27. Yoke destroying and burden removing power. The yoke hold you down and the burden holding you down. The yoke has to be destroyed and the burden has to be removed. So you got Isaiah 10:27 then. He'll tell you how that is done. It's done by the anointing. It's done by the Holy Spirit power. You can't be unlimited with yokes on you and burdens on you. Those burdens have to be removed. That's the same thing Matthew was talking about in chapter 11. All right. And then Matthew's right there. All right. Living in the high standard of life. Living in the high standard of life. You're back to John 3:30 and 34. And back to a scripture I use for the new year. Isaiah 59. I think it was 59 and 19, I think it is. I got 29 on here, but I think it's 19. Well, when the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Making all your moves, M-O-V-S, prompted by the Holy Ghost. 2 Peter 1, chapter 1, verse 21. Now, you're going to see something. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. Now you're going to see something here that's very, very hidden if you don't see it. Listen at the point. This unlimited point I'm giving you. Making all your move prompted by the Holy Ghost. Prompted by the Holy Ghost. Now, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. 2 Peter 1, 21. But holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. That voice is saying the same thing I just said to you. Making all your move prompted by the Holy Ghost. That's how the Bible was written. See, you don't just go do something. Make sure you have a prompting of the Holy Ghost, because then he'll back you up. You remember I said people have been trying to lead the Holy Ghost. They get a scripture and they pray an hour. And they say, well, we got it. Holy Ghost, you wasn't listening. You wasn't listening. You just doing all the talk. You wasn't listening. You giving me direction. and I'm not lost, and I don't need no help. I'm your helper. You're not my helper. Per se. You follow what I'm saying? All right, so all I saw when the Holy Spirit gave me that, he says, this how the spirit world must function. Just like the Bible was written, your life had to function the same way. You have to be prompted by the Holy Ghost. These men, just like they didn't just start writing, you can't just start living. Can you see it?
Yeah.
All right, now. Only the Holy Ghost can make the church great again. The church had been deceived to lower her standard to the system.
Wow.
And we gotta get out of here now, because it's not gonna work now. It's not gonna work in 21. It's not gonna work in this season or time we're in. The church got to go back in our rightful place. Not dependent on man. Dependent on God. You follow me? All right. I'm gonna give you two positions that we've got to get back into to make the church great again. Luke 2:49 and Acts 1:8. Luke 2:49. You'll be endued with power from below. No, from on high. And it's going to take time to do this. It's not just emotion. You're going to have revelation. You're going to have patience. You're going to have to know how to wait on the Lord. You're going to learn how to spend time with the Lord. Luke 2:49. You shall be endued with power from on high. You see that? That's not the voice I'm looking for. He said in them high that you should. Not, what? Where is that scripture? 2:49? Oh man, find that scripture where you should be endued with power from on high. Constantly being endued with power is in there. That's your homework. Acts 1:8. Acts 1:8. Luke 24:49. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, Luke 24:49. I didn't put the 4. And behold, I send the promise of my Father unto you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Our point now, only the Holy Ghost can make the church great again. And only, so you got to be endued with power from on high, not power downtown, uptown, nowhere else, from on high. And Acts 1:8, I got four words I'm going to give you: endued, enveloped, empowered, and endorsed. Now, partner, you go on a project, endued with power, enveloped with power, empowered with power, endorsed with that power. Releasing the unlimited power of the Holy Ghost. Now, here in Ephesians, Chapter 1, verse 19 to 23, it talks about what that power is all about. The resurrection power is unlimited. The resurrection power destroyed the last enemy, death. Anything got the power to destroy death, it can destroy anything else, or it can handle anything else, you see. And so put that prayer, Ephesians chapter 1, 19 through 23, and you'll see the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe. Here's a statement that you can use that will help you along this line. Holy Spirit, I yield to you. Take the limit off my life. Holy Spirit, I yield to you. Take the limit off my life. Are you hearing this?
Yes, sir.
Holy Spirit, this is something you can use for the rest of your life. That's what I want you to have that. Holy Spirit, I yield to you. Take the limit of my life. Now we're talking about unlimited faith, unlimited prayer, unlimited grace, unlimited mercy, unlimited health, unlimited wealth, unlimited joy, unlimited peace. Everything become unlimited when the Holy Spirit, you know how to yield to him, to let him. What happened when you yield to the Holy Spirit and he can take the limit off your life? Everything become unlimited. Are you following me? I wrote this one down. I guess I'll give it to you. The reason there are so many limits on the Holy Spirit, because he will not manifest by gimmicks. And a lot of things the church has learned from the outside world, we have to learn to wait. Let me see if I close here. Your infirmities, your weakness, and your meekness is designed by God to make you more powerful. Because a lot of time when you're dealing with something, I know personally myself, you know, I just want to get rid of it. if it don't look like what I want, I want to get rid of it. But there are times you should ask the Lord, what's going on here? What? Sometimes the Lord trying to get you off a level that you're on to another level, but you're fighting so much for that level, he can't promote you because you're not listening. You're panicking and you're trying to make it happen so much that you don't even hear what he's saying. See, so every time you attack, you better believe it, God will take it to another level. Get that? Let me try to give you that again for a close. Get rid of the gimmicks. The Holy Spirit is not going to work with that. That there's an outpouring. Write these words down. There's an outpouring, an overflowing, an outstanding position God wants you in. And you have to yield into the Holy Spirit, letting him take the limit off your life. This is not academic. This is not science. This is not psychology. This is in the spirit realm. You're not going to quite understand everything as it goes on. You're not going to quite understand it. But the result's going to be so clear and so powerful that everybody around you will understand it. So I ask you, those of you who are here sharing with us, what happened when you let the Holy Spirit take the limit off of your life? You got to let him, certain things you got to do. Again, I close with your infirmities, your weakness, and your meekness, and your mistakes. They're all there for a reason. They're all there for a growing reason. You don't have to go look for them. You got them. Everybody got a mistake, and everybody got a weakness, but they're there for a reason. This what we're talking about here is a territory where science will never reach. Technology will never touch what we're talking about here. There's nothing in technology unlimited. There's nothing in science unlimited. You follow what I'm saying? See, that's why the church, we're supposed to be leading all those people. They have to realize that we're packing something that is beyond any education, any chemistry, anything they go through. The greater one lives on the inside of us. God bless you.